So the final part of this Gmail for ICT teachers and students, this is all about your account. Your account is pretty pivotal to how you organise and how everything is structured for your classes. It is imperative that your Gmail account is on its own. I would strongly advise against having everything going into your own Gmail account if you have a Gmail account to start with. I have my own Gmail account, my personal Gmail account, and I already get, you know, 100 emails a day in there, and I really don't need any more being thrown into it. So I made a separate one for school, and because we have a Microsoft Exchange server, and it goes through the web portal, the Email Express, Outlook Express, I use a Gmail account for school, and it hoovers all the email from the school servers straight into my Gmail. And I can't remember the ins and outs of it, the names off the top of my head at the moment, but it also gathers everything and is my centre for all email distributed to students and teachers now. So I can get all the contacts, all the school contacts. I still have all my personal contacts in the school account. The students I have listed as in classes, that in labels down the left-hand side. It's a great thing about Gmail is that you can make you can make all sorts of labels. So by year group, I have it all coloured from year 4 to year 6. All the teachers, all the regular stuff that comes into the inbox, drafts, everything. The good thing about it is that you can make filters. The filters are the key element here. You make a filter for your classes as soon as the class has finished. I can't stress this enough. Once you've made the Gmail account in your first lesson, go straight to your Gmail account, and where they've emailed their first email to you, which should include their password and their username, you reply and respond with "Hi, thanks." You can copy and paste this, and in the top right hand corner you can go to the next, to the newer email, and it goes to the next child. Paste it in, "Hi, thanks," paste again, "Hi, thanks," paste it in. And it means that you don't have to go adding all the contacts and all the names in, because Gmail will do it automatically for you. The next step is to make a filter. Highlight all the names in that class, all those emails you've just been sent. You just tick the boxes, go to make a filter. It's all straightforward from there. Add a label, make a new label for that class, year 6, P, whatever, done. And then all email that comes in from those children goes straight to that filter, goes straight to that label. And it means that you don't go dizzy with all the emails that you have to deal with in a day, plus the 300 odd students accounts that you have to deal with. By the same token, all the changes for the Gmail accounts, you have to do the same with that. As soon as they make these Gmail accounts and they add you as an owner, immediately go and subscribe to all the changes. It's quite important you do that from the soonest opportunity after that lesson. If you leave it, you inevitably leave somebody out, and it all starts to break down. So, in summary, Gmail account for you. The first email that the children send to you is their password and usernames. Make a filter, make a label for that filter, and it makes it easy then for any children that join throughout in the middle of the year can be added to that filter as well. Do exactly the same for your Gmail site. As soon as they make a Gmail account, they make a Gmail site with that generic name that you talked about, add a filter and subscribe to all the changes that day.